This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. The White House press secretary said U.S. President Joe Biden believed a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world, and certainly China should know that, end quote. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called, quote, interference in the internal affairs, end quote, of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border arrived Saturday at a military base in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. TV footage showed temporary accommodation being prepared while workers could be seen building a fence around the venue. According to the Pentagon, a Stryker squadron of around 1,000 U.S. service members based in the German town of Vilsack will be sent to Romania. The first additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany Friday. Civilian self-defense training continued on the outskirts of Kiev Saturday amid fears of that Russian invasion. Volunteers have joined former military personnel to learn how to handle weapons and administer first aid. French President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis by phone with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and underlined the need, quote, to maintain dialogue to de-escalate, end quote, the situation. The French presidency said Saturday. Macron is due next week to visit Russia, which has built up troops near Ukraine, stoking Western fears of an invasion. This is VOA News. The U.S. Republican Party is censuring two of its own lawmakers as it lashes out at the January 6th investigation. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
At their winter meeting in Salt Lake City, the Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for participating on the Congressional January 6th Committee. The RNC accused the panel of abusing its subpoena power, although Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel denied that wording in the censure describing the persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse referred to people at the deadly riot. They also advanced a plan to prohibit Republicans from participating in events organized by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which they described as a biased monopoly. The most consequential part of the censure is a call for the party to no longer support Cheney and Kinzinger as Republican candidates, a move that Cheney spokesman Jeremy Adler said subverted the will of Wyoming voters. As GOP officials tied the party even more tightly to Donald Trump, his former vice president rebuked him. Speaking to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida, Mike Pence said Trump was wrong to suggest that he could have overturned the election. I'm Jennifer King.
Four people were hurt when a bomb exploded at a busy market in the city of Beni in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Saturday, police said. It comes days after the U.S. Embassy in the capital Kinshasa warned of a possible attack. Local police said they were looking for the suspected bomb after the blast in a region where Congolese and Ugandan forces have launched a campaign against suspected Islamists. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and that the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast outside the Kabul airport August 26th, as the service members were screening Afghans frantically trying to leave the country after the Taliban takeover. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he's tested positive for COVID-19 but was not experiencing severe symptoms. The 67-year-old president tweeted, quote, after experiencing like symptoms, my wife and I tested positive for COVID-19. We have a mild infection, thankfully, which we learned to be the Omicron variant, end quote. And it's official in Austria, those over 18 years old must be vaccinated against COVID-19 starting Saturday or face the possibility of a heavy fine, an unprecedented measure in the European Union. Chelsea coach Thomas Tuchel has tested positive for COVID-19, the Premier League club announced Saturday, hours before their FA Cup fourth round match against Plymouth Argyle. Tuchel will go into self-isolation, and the club said he would most likely join up with the team in Abu Dhabi next week for the Club World Cup. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.